With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
From our digital broadcast center in New York, this is Your World Discovered from EPN with a study of human behavior. This is based on the book written by Professor David Ewan of Forest Academy entitled Discerning Evil. This book, released in August of 2015, can be found on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. David Ewan gives great appreciation to his pastors at the Resurrection Center in Springfield, Massachusetts, for teaching the leadership skills needed for discernment. We will learn about discerning evil to protect ourselves from deception, manipulation, or the result of selfishness. We can protect ourselves from others using the Holy Spirit to guide us. Scriptures will be shared to show how this works. Also discussed will be the behaviors of hypocrisy and condemnation. People respond against us through jealousy, fear, or intimidation, even if it is not warranted. We will talk about how to discern those behaviors too. In the book of 1 of John chapter 3 verse 9, the scripture reads, "No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God." This valuable information is about discerning evil. If we can discern evil, then no trickery can come against us. Unfortunately, there is enough trickery going around, so we have to be on guard. Very often people become victims of evil, and do not even know it is happening until it is too late. The result is hurtful and can have lasting effects. It is much better to recognize the signs of evil before damage can set in. The damage, when affecting emotions, can be long-term and rooted deep within the subconscious. A lot of subconscious thoughts that are built on the foundation of being a victim of evil are so hidden that a resolution is hard to find. Some preventative measures of an evil attack can also help understand behavior based on subconscious thoughts developed from an evil attack. Evil does not necessarily mean a grotesquely unacceptable action. Our discussion of evil uses the definition that is the opposite of the love and care for each other. Evil is something that prohibits the developmental growth of people in the form of intellectual and spiritual. Other forms of evil can also include physical harm. Evil is the result of something that is not productive in a way that benefits mankind and human development. In the Bible, there is the discussion of evil and how it began the start of sin. Evil is of a sinful nature. Without sin, there is only love. Evil does not act alone. It is the result of at least one person performing an evil act or behavior against another. Evil is also accomplished with more than two people involved. Evil requires a giver of evil and a receiver of evil. Evil alone does not spread or become distributed. When more than one person is involved, evil is distributed and spread. The recipients of evil can in turn spread the evil to others. Much like cancer, evil can expand through a community or people to cause a form of destruction that is counterproductive to the beneficial needs of humankind and people. Although evil is recognized as being counterproductive to humankind and the benefit of people, it continues to flourish. Evil exists because of a lack of knowledge of what love is and, more importantly, how to put love to good use. Without knowing that love exists and has an abundance of power, evil exists because it has a form of power that is perceived to produce desired results. These results are fictitious, but without knowing the results of a loving behavior, evil appears to have the tools to produce desired results. Once evil is committed, often satisfaction does not exist, because the emotion stems from evil, and the action is rooted in evil. With no other way known, the proper satisfaction that simulates love is never experienced. The action of evil produces an experience that is felt required to be repeated. This continuous action seeks a desired result with a feeling of satisfaction. The satisfaction is formed into evil thoughts due to its foundation, making it felt as a normal expected emotion. potential victims of evil can protect themselves by being able to identify the behaviors and actions of evil. Preventative measures involve a basic set of understandings of the signs of evil. These signs provide the tools of discernment. Evil cannot spread to those who have the discerning abilities to identify an attack. Some forms of evil is performed through negligence. If a person does not know love in the right way to administer behavior, then inadvertently, through ignorance, they conduct evil. Those who have the discerning abilities to recognize evil are in a better position to guide those who spread evil toward a light of love and new ways of thinking. Many ways this is done through the efforts of a Bible-based Christian church, who provides teachings of God and what Jesus teaches us through the Bible. Through acceptance, the Holy Spirit provides a guidance toward a behavior of love and away from a behavior of evil. It is not an overnight process, but it is a pathway toward deliverance from evil to the rewards of positive actions and behaviors intended for humankind. In the Bible, from the book of Proverbs chapter 6 verses 16 to 19 says, "There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers." In the Bible, from the book of Revelation chapter 12 verse 9 says, "And their great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him." In the Bible, from the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, the scripture reads, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in later times some will depart from the faith by devoting themselves to deceitful spirits and teachings of demons." Different evil behavior is defined as one or more of the characteristics of deception, manipulation, or operating under self-serving behavior. Self-serving behavior is selfishness. Let us talk about deception and define what it is. Deception is the action of deceiving someone. It is action that results in deceit. Deception is fraudulent behavior involving trickery, chicanery, slyness. A bluff to give pretense of something else is a form of treachery. This deception has many purposes, including manipulation and to satisfy selfishness. Manipulation and selfishness encompass two of the three axes of evil. Deception is the third. Manipulation and selfishness can result from deception. This example shows how deception, manipulation, and selfishness operate together. The act of deception has the intent of not telling the truth. The truth is hidden. God says that the truth will set you free. With deception, there is no freedom. The difficulty from continual deception has to do with keeping the story straight for long-term believability. If the story resulting from deception has no truth, the difficulty of maintaining consistency has difficulties. Fabricating a story with the intent of swaying a person's beliefs or actions require continual fabrication to ensure successful deception. The person of deceit does not know how far they must act on deceiving. This behavior fails in the long term because the discernment of fake behavior cannot last forever. In the Bible, from the book of Matthew chapter 7 verse 15, the scripture reads, "Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing but inwardly are ravenous wolves." In the Bible, in the book of Matthew chapter 24 verse 4, the scripture reads, "And Jesus answered them, see that no one leads you astray." In the Bible, in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 to 9, the scripture reads, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, which have not benefited those devoted to them." Manipulation involves the skillful handling or controlling something or someone. The purpose of that skillful handling may include selfishness and involves treachery, deception, and a bluff. Once again, we see how deception relates to manipulation and selfishness. The process of manipulation convinces someone to do something or think in a particular way. The method of manipulation involves pressure, force, and an act of urgency. Manipulation in no way relates to a polite request unless deception is involved. Deception changes the way others think. manipulation pushes people to do something that they would not consider themselves. This shows that manipulation has a selfish purpose, as it does not satisfy the needs of a manipulated person or victim of manipulation. People can be manipulated to do many things. They can be forced by threat or treachery to do something at their own expense. The manipulator saves money by pushing the expense to the one being manipulated. Other forms of manipulation involve creating a benefit to those creating the deceit for selfish reasons. Victims of manipulation receive no reward or benefit. The victims incur a cost either in money, time, property, convenience, or emotion. Manipulation creates value or convenience to a selfish, deceptive person. The victim loses in the form of some value and level of convenience. In the Bible, from the book of Romans 2:8, the scripture reads, "But for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury." In the Bible, from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 24, the scripture reads, "Let no one seek his own good, but the good of his neighbor." In the Bible, from the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 3, the scripture reads, "For by the grace given to me I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." Selfishness is the quality or condition of lacking consideration for others. People who are selfish concern themselves with their own profit or pleasure. Selfish people receive profit or pleasure at the expense of others. This is done by deception and manipulation. Again, we see how deception, manipulation, and selfishness relate to each other. The best ways to discern selfish behavior is to identify people who carry a high ego. People who are egocentric and egotistical show self-centered behavior identified as selfish. The resulting behavior of selfishness includes being inconsiderate, thoughtless, uncaring, uncharitable, mean, greedy, and opportunistic. This behavior satisfies selfish people with ignorance to victims of selfish behavior. In the Bible, from the book of Mark chapter 7 verse 21 to 23, the scripture reads, "For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." In the Bible, from the book of 1 of John chapter 3 verse 9 says, "No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning, because he has been born of God." The word evil shares a combination of attributes of deception, manipulation, and selfishness. Deception requires manipulation and selfishness. Manipulation requires selfishness and deception. Selfishness includes deception and manipulation. All three behaviors related to each other. With a combination of all three behaviors in motion, identifying evil behavior challenges even the more astute and intuitive person. A way to identify evil tendencies involves breaking up the behaviors of deception, manipulation, and selfishness and identifying each one. When one is identified, then the other two can be identified by relating it to the first identified behavior. For example, an act of deception identified as a behavioral flaw. This flaw in turn relates to manipulation and selfishness. Once all three behaviors show clearly that shows evil. Identifying evil involves first identifying either deception, manipulation, or selfishness. Second, the other two behaviors show relevance to the first behavior identified. Selfish behavior requires manipulation to deceive someone. The tendency of being selfish results in deceptive manipulation. To deceive through manipulation requires selfish behavior. Just know that evil behavior shares behaviors between deception, manipulation, and selfishness. A person's character is a measurement of their integrity. The character comes from a measurement of evil behaviors such as deception, manipulation, and selfishness. As the Bible reminds us, we are all born into sin. We have the ability to deceive, manipulate, or have selfish tendencies. We all can improve our character by keeping a watchful eye on our levels of deception, manipulation, and selfishness. By reducing all three behaviors, our integrity greatly improves and shown in our character. Your language and behavior speak of your character. The ways you carry yourself and speak to others speak of your character. The more positive the character, the greater a person's integrity is. Keep check on yourself. Take a close look to see if, even to a small innocent degree, if you carry traits of deception, manipulating, or selfishness. Poor behaviors include hypocrisy and condemnation. Hypocrisy is the practice of claiming to have moral standards or beliefs to which one's own behavior does not conform. In other words, hypocrisy is the behavior of a person condemning others for the same behavior that they possess. It is a form of deceptive behavior previously talked about. This behavior can also be used for manipulation. Hypocrisy is for selfish purposes. This means that hypocrisy or being hypocritical falls into evil behavior. People to condemn others when they themselves should share in the condemnation use hypocrisy. Here is a true story. There was a person who sent me a text message by cell phone and used improper language by calling me a slanderous name using a cuss word. The person sent me an email with my address as a BCC blinded carbon copy. On my cell phone, I did not see that I was a BCC. When I replied all with an innocent supporting comment, I was told by the sender that my message should not have been sent, as the intended recipient was not supposed to know that I received the message. The limited cell phone app or email did not clearly show that I was a BCC. The slanderous cuss word used for name calling was sent not only to me, but copied on to other people. Therefore, the sender slandered me not only directly, but in front of an audience. Part of my reply was, "No need for name calling and improper language like that. I have never disrespected you and have only shown kindness, respect, and support to you. When mistreatment occurs, it results from jealousy, being afraid, or being scared. People behave improperly to others when they are jealous of them, afraid of them, or scared of them. Without any of those three, there really is no need for improper behavior." Here is another true story. I was one of the supervisors for a national call center, and the top director of the center came up to me to explain not to worry about another supervisor's behavior toward me. I did not know what he was talking about. The other supervisor's behavior had not impact on me. I later found that he was jealous of my top performance, that made him feel that he looked bad. Truly, I had no idea. People's negative behaviors that have no warrant come from one or more of three characteristics. One is jealousy. The other is a feeling of being intimidated. Finally, the feeling of being scared. A person responds in awkward or improper way when they are either jealous of you, intimidated by you, or scared of you. This can happen when no reason for jealousy, intimidation, or being scared exists. A person with these feelings has issues to be resolved internally. The behaviors of jealousy, feeling of intimidation, or being scared speaks to a person's behavior. They can only correct people's behaviors. In conclusion, just know that your language and behaviors speak to your character, which is a measurement of your integrity. Do you want to do better? Look at the scriptures identified in this book and attend a Bible-based Christian church. Check within yourself for characteristics of deception, manipulation, and selfishness. If you can capture those three characteristics and hold them harnessed, then you will see improved behavior. Instead, look toward love as the right behavior. L-O-5-E means let our voice encourage. That is what each letter of the word love means. Let our voices encourage. In the Bible from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 to 8, it reads, "Love is patient and kind, love does not envy or boast, it is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way, it is not irritable or resentful, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away, as for tongues, they will cease, as for knowledge, it will pass away." In the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, it says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. From the Bible, in the book of Mark chapter 12 verse 31 it says, "The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." In the Bible from the book of Luke chapter 6 verse 35, it says, "But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil." Thank you for listening to Your World Discovered. From our digital broadcast center in New York, this is EPN.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.